So anti-Semitic, which is absurd. Think about the implications of voting for that tonight. You'd be saying every anti-Zionist is a bigot, a racist, and an anti-Semite by definition. Even the many Jewish and Israeli anti-Zionists. So Elam, Jewish historian, born and raised in Israel, served in the Israeli military. He's an anti-Semite. That's what they want you to believe. That's what they want you to vote for tonight. So is the former speaker of Israel's own parliament, the Knesset, Avraham Berg. Melody would say he's a self-hating Jew. So is my Intercept colleague, Naomi Klein, the acclaimed author and climate change activist. So is Noam Chomsky. He's an anti-Semite as well. They want you to vote for them and say that the thousands of Haredi, ultra-Orthodox, anti-Zionist Jews who oppose Zionism for religious theological reasons, they're anti-Semites too. That's what they want. That is what they are asking you to vote for tonight. It's absurd and it's ahistorical. Don't take my word for it. Listen to the 35 top Israeli Jewish scholars and academics, historians of the Holocaust, who came together just a few months ago and published an open letter in which they wrote, and I quote, "Many victims of the Holocaust opposed Zionism. On the other hand, many anti-Semites supported Zionism. It is nonsensical and inappropriate to identify anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism." End quote. Are they anti-Semites too? Really? All 35 of them? By the way, in terms of the history they refer to in their letter, it is an undeniable, indisputable fact that many, many European anti-Semites, as Ilan alluded to, did support Zionism at the outset. They did embrace the founder of Zionism, Theodor Herzl, because for their own selfish, racist reasons, they shared his goal of treating Jews as a foreign, separate nation and getting them out of Europe. Take British Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour, author of the 1917 Balfour Declaration, in favor of Zionism. Balfour dismissed Jews as, quote, "an alien and hostile people." He sponsored legislation to keep Jewish refugees out of the UK. The only Jewish member of the cabinet at that time, Sir Edwin Samuel Montagu, opposed the Balfour Declaration and called Zionism a mischievous political creed. Yet apparently, according to the proposition tonight, Montagu's the anti-Semite and Balfour isn't. That's the madness that you're going to vote for tonight. This motion is not just ahistorical, not just absurd, not just offensive. It's a distraction. It's a dangerous distraction from the very real and murderous anti-Semitism that is on the rise and that comes not from the left, not from anti-Zionists, not from the BDS movement, as Melanie would have you believe, but from a resurgent far right. In Germany, according to official figures, in 2017, 9 out of 10 anti-Semitic hate crimes were carried out by far right or neo-Nazi groups. I live in the US. 2 synagogue attacks in the space of 6 months, 12 innocent Jewish worshippers murdered in cold blood by far-right white nationalists. And yet the proposition tonight, like the Netanyahu government, want you to ludicrously believe that the threat to Jews right now, the real rise in the new anti-Semitism, comes from the anti-Zionists, from the BDS movement, from the Palestinians, and not from the murderous far-right. When the irony is that Netanyahu, prime minister of the world's only Jewish state, has been cozying up to some of the worst anti-Semites on the right, who also happen to be proud Zionists. They're not anti-Zionists, they're hard right, hardcore Zionists, and pals of Netanyahu. Let's also just deal with some of the canards we've heard tonight from the proposition. Einat mentioned that it's anti-Semitic to suggest Israel is born in sin. Every black American I know says to me and says to everyone else that the United States was born in sin. Slavery was a sin at the start of the United States. No one accuses them of being anti-white racists or anti-American racists. It's just a statement of historical fact. They say the proposition that when you oppose Zionism, you're denying Jews and no one else a right to self-determination, which is just flat false. Not every nation or ethnic group wants a state, gets a state, has a state. Ask the Kurds, ask the Catalans, ask the Scots. There are more than 5,000 ethnic groups in the world today, but only 193 member states at the United Nations. Take the Druze, an Arab ethnic minority group. 100,000 or so live in Israel. Do they have a right to self-determination? If they create a Druze state inside of Israel, is Einat okay with that? If Einat says, no, you can't have a Druze state, is she racist towards the Druze? National self-determination doesn't always correspond with statehood. Melanie says, it's not racist for the Kurds to aspire to statehood. She's right, it's not. But The flip side of that is true as well. The British government, the American government, most of the EU governments do not support Kurdish statehood. Does that mean the British government, all of us, are racist towards the Kurds? People have legitimate debates about where state lines should be drawn, which state should be created, how those states exist. It's not racism or bigotry to have that legitimate debate. It can be, but it's not by definition. The issue is not whether Jews deserve a homeland or have a historic connection to the land of Palestine. Of course they do. The issue is whether those historic and religious claims justify creating and expanding a Jewish majority state in which one ethnic group is privileged over another, while another group is permanently disenfranchised, dispossessed, and subjected to endless military occupation. That's what we're here to oppose tonight. Nothing more, nothing less. And has the proposition even stopped to ask what it means to say to that oppressed group, the Palestinian people, to say to them, that you're either a Zionist, you either subscribe to the ideology of your oppressor, or you're a racist? What kind of choice is that? Melanie says tonight that denying Jewish nationhood is racist, it's anti-Semitic. And yet she has no issue erasing the Palestinian people from the face of the planet. She said in her speech that only the Jews have a unique right to nationhood and statehood in that part of the world. Not the Palestinians. What is that? Is that not bigotry? Is that not racism? Is that not wiping a people off the face of the planet? But this is what you'll be voting for tonight if you vote for the proposition. This is what the Israeli, pro-Israeli argument has always been. To silence the Palestinians, to silence their opposition to occupation, to silence their resistance as Palestinian citizens living inside of Israel to a nationalistic ideology which treats them like second-class citizens, which denies them many of the rights and privileges of the majority. And one thing I want to make clear to you tonight, you don't have to be an anti-Zionist to vote with me and Ilan tonight. You don't even have to be a critic of Israel. You can be the biggest supporter of Israel in the world and vote with the opposition. All you have to be is someone who recognizes that it is an egregious smear, a naked slur, to claim, to label those of us, Jews and non-Jews alike, who oppose a political ideology in good faith because we think it's unjust, iniquitous, oppressive, to label us as anti-Semites for holding that political view. All you have to be is someone who recognizes that the claim that we hate or are opposed to Jews simply because we don't agree with the idea of a state that privileges one group over another makes us racists. So let me repeat, to be clear. Tonight's debate is not about Israel per se. It's not about whether you support or oppose Israel or the occupation. It's about whether you believe the proposition have made the case that those of us who oppose Israel in its current form, who oppose the political ideology underpinning it, that we're racists. That's the bar that has to be crossed tonight. It's that simple. And I'll tell you this for free. Those of us who value our free speech, who don't want to see anti-Semitism cynically weaponized by supporters of Israel, who oppose that ideology of Zionism in good faith, with good reason, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not be silenced. We will not be bullied. We will not be cowed. We will not be smeared. So, ladies and gentlemen, stand with us against this unjust, inaccurate, irresponsible, dishonest, ludicrous, simplistic, sweeping motion which conflates Judaism, a great and ancient religion, with Zionism, a very modern political ideology, and in doing so risks emptying anti-Semitism of all meaning. Ladies and gentlemen, stand with us tonight. Oppose this awful motion.
Now we're going to go for our final statements from our speakers on the panel, summing up speeches to be made seated and to last no longer than 2 minutes. In fact, do you know what, all four of you? If you could just kind of keep them really tight, if you can get them down to less than 2 minutes, I would be grateful. We're going to go in reverse order, so Mehdi, you first.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you still haven't voted, I want you to think of two groups of people when you are voting, for whom opposing this crude, cynical motion is so important, so crucial, so personal. The first group, of course, are the Palestinians. Because if you vote for the motion tonight, you're saying, despite Melanie and Einat's best attempts to try and play this, it's ideology versus adherence, you're saying we all have to be Zionists. Otherwise, we're racists, we're bigots, we're anti-Semites. Which, look, wouldn't be the end of the world for me. Fine, I'll be a Zionist if you want me to be a Zionist. I mean, I once almost voted Lib Dem. I'm okay with labels. But to ask the Palestinians to just not just accept their dispossession, their ethnic cleansing, their ongoing occupation, but to also call themselves Zionists, or else, is outrageous. You can't ask Palestinians to be Zionists. You just can't. And by the way, if they say it's racist to oppose Zionism, well, it's racist to ask Palestinians not to oppose their own occupiers. And look, if you don't care about the Palestinians, still vote against the motion tonight, because there's another group of people you'll be throwing under the bus if you vote for this motion, anti-Zionist Jews. And you risk throwing all these people under the bus. Jews who oppose Zionism in good faith. We haven't talked about that tonight. Not once did the proposition acknowledge that we might have good reasons for our views, that we're not all trying to hide behind, what was it Einet said? The shiny respectability of the new anti-Semitism. Don't tar all those people who are fighting for human rights, who are fighting in good faith, as racists, as self-hating Jews, as anti-Semites, for the sake of a political ideology. Don't do it. Don't do it. Whatever your views on Israel-Palestine, vote with the opposition tonight against this ludicrous, dishonest, offensive motion.
Einat, now your closing statement for the motion.
I doubt there's a lot of good faith here. And I have to say, if Zionists such as myself can support Palestinian self-determination, I see no reason why the reverse should not be also asked. But I want to take us and use this opportunity to go back to the fundamentals and to the big picture. A reminder about what is actually going on in the mechanism. Remember, step one is the Zionists are designated as a collective group which happens to coincide with the group previously known as Semites and Jews. Step two, they are then ascribed the most loathsome qualities of our time. Step three, it is done by appealing to the greatest authority of the era. Step four, and this is where we are now, they are slowly subject to a process designed to strip them of their defenses. But we were told today and are asked to believe that this time the Jews, the Zionists, are truly to blame. Germans and Europeans too sincerely believe that Jews, the Semites, were truly to blame. But we now know that anti-Semitism arose from a deep crisis in the society doing the blaming. After all, these templates and ways of thinking about my people have been around for millennia. Yet they become particularly useful in times of crisis. And we are indeed again a species in crisis. Technology questions our very intelligence and humanity. Extreme weather undermines our confidence in our control. Inequality undermines our ideal progress. Our leaders, or lack thereof, leave us feeling bereft of a sense there's a steady hand at the helm. And at times of crisis, we desperately crave certainty. And there are few greater certainties in this world to grab on than that the Jews are to blame. As a society, we can emerge from our crisis, but only if we ask ourselves, how can we all do better, rather than who is to blame? And I believe we can all indeed do better. Thank you.
Thank you. William Pappy.
We heard a lot about the Zionist ideology and the idea that the land of Palestine is the land of Israel. Always when you hear it, think about someone coming to you at the dead of night in London and tells you, I used to live in your house 2,000 years ago, and because of that, the house belongs to me. And the next day, they come with the police. And the next day, they come with the police who says, they have a right, you have to give them half of their house. Zionism was a settler colonialist movement that was running away from persecution, but it wanted as much of Palestine as possible with as few Palestinians in it as possible. This was the aim of Zionism in the late 19th century. This is the aim of Zionism today. We are all entitled to go through the same process that happened in South Africa. We are entitled, as Jews and as Palestinians, to live in one
Hi, y'all. This is Sheridan Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Well, the creep. pigs froze over and the geese fly high and the storm clouds hanging in the western sky. Everybody's got a twinkle in the eye out on the rural route. Granny's in your kitchen cooking up a storm, fire in the fireplace cozy and warm. It must be Christmas time down south. Hitching up the wagon, my daddy and me, driving to the backwoods, cutting down the tree. Take it on home to the family, mama get the decorations out. Grandpa's bringing in an armload of wood, he's a grinning like a possum so you know it's feeling good. It must be Christmas time down south. Christmas time down south and all the joy it's bringing, don't it make you feel like singing? Everybody's got that holiday feeling, it just ain't any doubt. Cause there's a holly in the wind, the music in the air, manger scene is sitting on the courthouse square. It must be Christmas time down south. People stopping by just to say hello. Well, howdy everybody, do you think it's gonna snow? Will you stay for supper? No, I guess I better go. Gotta get on back to the house. People hugging necks, people shaking hands. Merry Christmas everybody, come and see us when you can. It must be Christmas time down south. Christmas time down south, the one joy of season. Never do forget the reason Jesus Christ is born this day, and that's what it's all about. Everybody smiling, people on the go, got a real warm feeling from my head to my toe. It must be Christmas time down south. Just ain't any doubt. Cause there's a holly in the wind, the music in the air, manger scene sitting on the courthouse square. It must be Christmas time. Well, it must be Christmas time. It must be Christmas time down
Session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM and WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and tonight is our annual Christmas special. Get ready for 2.5 hours of Christmas music. You'll know a lot of the songs, but you may be surprised to hear some of the artists singing them. It's going to be a lot of fun. And many, if not most of the songs I'm going to play tonight, I've compiled from deep cut requests you've sent me over the last 3 weeks. Looking at the requests tonight, it's going to be a great show and very different from last year. So buckle up, it's going to be a blast. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Attic Records, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 for all the music you need. Attic Records, our sponsor for the first hour of Courts in Session. So if you've never heard this Christmas special, one of the traditions we do here at Courts in Session is we always close with the Charlie Daniels Band, A Carolina Christmas Carol. And if you've never heard it, I promise you it's worth sticking around to listen to. So let's have a great time tonight. Let's start off with one of my favorite singers of all time. From Rainbow to Deep Purple, this is Jolynn Turner rocking around the Christmas tree.
Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so guide my sleigh tonight. Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted
about the red-nosed reindeer. You go down in history.
That's the great B.E. Taylor with Feel the Love of Christmas. Before that, Brian Setzer Orchestra, Rockabilly Rudolph. And we start off the show tonight with Joe Lynn Turner rocking around the Christmas tree, covering the great Brenda Lee classic. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Courts in Session annual Christmas special. Most of the songs we're playing tonight are deep cut requests that you've sent me over the last several weeks. If you have not done so, get yourself to the WRCT.org website where you can go to our schedule, click on Courts in Session, and see every song I play tonight. A little bit after tonight's show, I'll have it up on the schedule. Something you missed, just go to our website and you can find out what it is. And while you're at WRCT.org, check out the schedule with all the different shows we have here at the station and the write-ups about the different genres of music. You're bound to discover some great music that is just going to make your day even better. And I'm speaking from experience because when I'm not on the radio, I'm listening to 88.3 FM. So the great thing with Christmas music is you might be looking through the bins at your record store. You might be scrolling on Spotify, seeing different artists and going, what the heck are they doing a Christmas album? Well, there is so much great Christmas music out there, and some of the bands doing it might surprise you. We got a lot of good surprises tonight, including this next album. It's no exception. A couple years ago, Cheap Trick released their album Cheap Trick Christmas. And there's not a bad song on this. This is their version of the Kinks, Father Christmas.
While you're drinking down your wine. business. A one, two, a one, two, three, kick. Now the girls all get prettier about Christmas time. Oh, they all begin to look like movie stars. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels of the backstreet bars. I can tell you, if I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks and I might slip to 5 or even 4. When the Christmas morning comes and I wake up with a number one, I swear I'll never do it anymore. Talking to you, Santa. How the girls all get prettier around Christmas time. Oh, they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier around Christmas time. When the change starts taking place, it puts the glow on every face of the fallen angel at the backstreet bar. Mickey Gilley on the piano. Hey. Woo! Sonny Garrett on the steel guitar. Criticize the girls at all. You wouldn't let me be your Santa, honey, even if I called. We all picture in our mind the girl that looks just right. Ain't it funny and ain't it strange the way a man's opinions change when he starts to face that lonely night. How's the girl? They all began to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier around Christmas time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels of the backstreet bars. Talking to you, Santa. The fallen angels of the backstreet bars.
Christmas. If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Duchesne, and you're listening to The Courts in Session, WRCT 88.3 FM.
That's brand new from Duchesne. That track is called Santa Please. Getting lots of requests for that. We debuted that here in Courts in Session a couple weeks ago. And that band, Duchesne, has Pittsburgh roots. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, wishing you a Merry Christmas. This is our annual Christmas special. And we start off that set of music with Robin Zander and the Boys and Cheap Trick covering the Kinks with Father Christmas. I gotta tell you, I think that might rival the Kinks classic. Absolutely love that. That was followed by Mickey Gilley, country legend, backed by Asleep at the Wheel with his song, Don't the Girls Get Prettier at Christmas Time? We get requests for that every year. Then you heard the late, great Queen of the Blues, Coco Taylor, wishing you a Merry, Merry Christmas. So how about a little glam Christmas rock and roll? What do you say? Well, turn up your stereo because this is the Sweet with Let It Snow.
All the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Jesus came.
see my baby, I love her around the clock. She won't know when you're gonna give her such a rocking little Christmas.
Blazing, you'll be
There's a little metal in your stocking from Craig Goldie of Ronnie James Dio and Leonardo Gustavo Jimenez, better known as Oni Logan, former lead singer of Lynch Mob with Deck the Halls. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. That set of music opened up with some glam rock and roll, some glam Christmas rock and roll from Sweet with Let It Snow. Thank you to Wayne in Lawrenceville for that request and turning me onto that tune. The Hard Lessons going out to Scotty listening in Detroit. Hello, Detroit. He's listening online at WRCT.org. That was The Hard Lessons with Wally Brauner's Christmas Always. When I first heard that song, I did not know what it was about. Wally Brauner's is a store in Michigan that is open 365 days a year selling all Christmas stuff. How fun is that? Seen stuff online about the store. Wally Brauner's has made EJL's bucket list for a place I need to go. That is something I still have to cross off. Sounds like a lot of fun. Talking a lot of fun here at WRCT. We've got so many great shows. Get yourself to our website, WRCT.org. Check out the schedule. Check out some of my fellow DJs here who are working hard to entertain you and expose great music to your earlobes every week. So much great stuff here. So proud to be a part of 88.3 FM. So this next tune is from one of my favorite singers, a guy by the name of Max Carl. You may not know his name, but you know his voice because for a number of years he was the lead singer of 38 Special, and these days he fronts Grand Funk Railroad. Check this out. This is Go Go Santa, 88.3 FM.
Shelves were grooving with the elves and the reindeer were getting loud. Everybody was taking care of business when old Santa Claus made the scene. He come a cool, cool jerking cause the weatherman is shredding. There was snow on Christmas Eve. He gave a big hug to Mrs. Santa. Yeah, the party was moving out. He bought a finger to his nose, his pedal to
Well, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, he knows when you've been sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness' sake. Out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you.